Disney Villainous Buying Guide 2026. Darkness Brewing vs. Introduction to Evil, Every Expansion Ranked and Which Villains Can Mix. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Buy Introduction to Evil if this is your first Disney Villainous game and you want the cleanest teach. Buy the worst takes it all if 6 villains and maximum variety matter more than revised wording. Sugar and Spite is the strongest compact second box. Filled with Fright is a 1-villain add-on that requires another Disney set. Darkness Brewing is a poor value for collectors who already own Ursula, Evil Queen, and Maleficent, because only the Sanderson sisters are new to that box. Disney Villainous is not one campaign that needs to be collected in release order. It is a shelf of asymmetric character puzzles. Every villain brings a private board, a villain deck, a fate deck, and a different definition of winning. That freedom is the magic and the shopping trap. A famous character can be awkward to learn, a small box can be a complete game, and Marvel or Star Wars Villainous cannot be mixed into a Disney match. Yumi checked Ravensburger's current product pages and rulebooks, the 2026 release slate, and recurring owner questions about first boxes, duplicate characters, and player count. The result is a collection plan designed to create better game nights rather than a taller stack of green boxes. Which Disney Villainous box should you buy first in 2026? For a true beginner, buy Introduction to Evil. Ravensburger rebuilt 4 familiar villains with revised objectives and friendlier first game flow. Prince John is a clean resource race. Maleficent teaches board control through curses. Captain Hook teaches searching and positioning. And Ursula demonstrates how a character can bend the shared action system. It is not simply a smaller printing of the 2018 game. Its character decks and wording were tuned as an on-ramp. Buy the worst takes it all instead when abundance is the point. Its 6 villains create more matchup variety from a single purchase. Maleficent, Captain Hook, Ursula, Prince John, Jafar, and Queen of Hearts. The designs are the original versions, so a few turns can be less forgiving, but a curious group gets substantially more to explore. Yumi's practical rule is 1 box, 4-6 plays, then 1 expansion. Villainous becomes slower when several players are learning unrelated win conditions at once. Buying 3 boxes does not solve that. It creates 12 rule explanations. Can Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars Villainous be mixed together? Disney Villainous products mix with other Disney Villainous products. Marvel and Star Wars are separate systems. The branding looks related, but the underlying assumptions are not interchangeable. Marvel uses a shared fate structure. Star Wars adds ambition and vehicles. Treat each logo family as its own game. Inside the Disney line, a large standalone box supplies everything needed. A 2 or 3 character expandalone can also be played by itself or mixed with any Disney villain you own. A 1 character pack such as Filled with Fright is different. It supplies Oogie Boogie's board and decks but expects another Disney set to provide shared materials and opponents. When mixing, each player takes 1 villain's realm board, villain deck, fate deck, mover and reference material. Do not combine character decks. The asymmetry comes from each villain preserving their own private machinery. What actually happens on a turn? Move your villain to a new location, then take any available actions at that location in any order. Actions can gain power, play a card, activate an effect, move an ally or item, defeat a hero, discard cards, or fate another player by drawing from their fate deck and placing an obstacle into their realm. You may skip actions. You may not remain at the same location unless a villain specifically says otherwise. The most important beginner habit is to read the villain guide before shuffling. Your objective is not a flavor sentence. It is a route. Identify which named cards must appear, which locations must be unlocked, and what the fate deck can do to interrupt the finish. Then discard aggressively. A hand clogged with late-game cards is not a collection, it is a stalled engine. For the first teach, play open-handed for 2 turns. Have each player say, "I moved here because I need power," or "I am fading because Hook is 1 turn from Peter Pan." That tiny narration reveals the action economy without turning the whole evening into a lecture. Which villains are easiest to learn and which should wait? Prince John is the cleanest first lesson because his goal is visible and numerical. Gather power while Robin Hood's fake deck tries to tax and steal it. Maleficent is the next step, asking you to establish and defend curses across the realm. Queen of Hearts introduces a satisfying preparation then convert rhythm. Captain Hook is understandable but search dependent. He wants Peter Pan found and moved to the Jolly Roger before the final confrontation. Ursula can feel stranger because her locks and location management alter the normal action flow. King Candy asks the player to manage a race-shaped route involving Vainalope and the glitch. Oogie Boogie adds dice and a more volatile tempo. Difficulty is matchup sensitive. A villain can be easy to operate yet vulnerable to repeated fate pressure. The right beginner pairing is not simply two easy villains. It is two objectives that can be explained in one sentence and whose warning signs are visible across the table. Sugar and Spite, Treacherous Tides, and Filled with Fright compare Sugar and Spite is the best compact second box. King Candy and Shere Khan do not feel like trimmed versions of older puzzles. King Candy turns the realm into a race. Vainalope, the glitch, and the start-finish route create visible spatial tension. Shere Khan hunts Mowgli while fire tokens disrupt his authority. Both are strong when a regular pair wants new geometry rather than more of the same resource race. Treacherous Tides is the theme first C-box. Davy Jones and Tamatoa bring treasure, pursuit, and a nautical table presence. Its official contents include 2 boards, 60 villain cards, 30 fake cards, 45 tokens, and 5 treasure tiles. Buy it because those characters and mechanisms sound exciting, not because a chronological collector list says it is next. Filled with Fright is a fan purchase. Oogie Boogie gets a complete character kit and dice-led personality, but the box is not standalone. It is excellent as a small injection into an established collection and poor as a first or only purchase. What is inside a full Disney villainous core box? A full core is more than a stack of character decks. The worst takes it all supplies 6 realm boards, 6 sculpted movers, 6 30-card villain decks, 6 15-card fate decks, villain guides, reference cards, power tokens, and the shared cauldron. That shared material is why the box supports a complete table and why a one-character pack does not. Before the first game, sort each villain into a labeled bag or divider so a new player receives one intact kit instead of excavating the box. What makes Treacherous Tides a real expansion rather than a reskin? Davy Jones and Tamatoa both use recognizable villainous actions, but the box earns its identity through treasure and pursuit. It's 2 boards, 60 villain cards, 30 fake cards, 45 tokens, and 5 treasure tiles support 2 complete character systems. It can host its own 2-player match or feed either villain into a larger Disney collection. The purchase only makes sense, though, if a nautical objective is more exciting to your table than another classic animation roster. Why is Filled with Fright different from every 2-villain box? Filled with Fright is a character pack. It gives Oogie Boogie a realm, villain deck, fate deck, mover, tokens, and dice. But it is designed to join materials from another Disney villainous product. That smaller format is excellent when one character has enough demand to headline a game night. It is frustrating when a gift recipient opens it without an opponent or the shared components. The words expansion and expandalone are not interchangeable here. Which 3-villain box has the strongest replay spread? Wicked to the Core remains the safest answer when character appeal is evenly split. Hades manages Titans and Mount Olympus, Doctor. Fasslier manipulates Fortune and a separate fortune pile. And Evil Queen brews ingredients before confronting Snow White. Those objectives ask for different kinds of planning, so the box feels broader than a simple 3-skin pack. Evil Queen is the overlap to remember if Darkness Brewing is also on the wish list. Is Darkness Brewing worth buying? Darkness Brewing is a 4-villain Disney box built around the Sanderson sisters plus revised versions of Ursula, Evil Queen, and Maleficent. That makes the value answer depend almost entirely on your shelf. For a newcomer who specifically wants Hocus Pocus, it can be a reasonable standalone start. You receive 4 villains and 3 approachable Disney headliners. For an established collector, inspect the overlap before buying. Ursula appeared in The Worst Takes It All and Introduction to Evil. Maleficent appears in those boxes too. Evil Queen appears in Wicked to the Core. Revised implementations can be interesting, but they are not four wholly new characters. The clean recommendation is to buy for the Sanderson sisters and the revised roster as a package. Do not buy because four villains sounds like four gaps filled. Until an exact in-stock Amazon product page is verified, Puzzlewick will not place a retail button on this guide for Darkness Brewing. The best Disney villainous buying order 1. Introduction to Evil for the smoothest first teach, or The Worst Takes It All for the largest one box cast. Do not buy both merely to start, their rosters overlap. 2. Sugar and Spite when your table wants a compact standalone with modern spatial objectives. 3. Wicked to the Core when Hades, Dr. Faslier, or Evil Queen is a genuine favorite. It remains one of the strongest character trios. 4. Evil comes prepared for Scar, Radagon, and Yzma, especially when your group enjoys more elaborate objective machinery. 5. Perfectly Wretched for Cruella de Vil, Mother Gothel, and Pete. Buy for character love because Gothel's tracking can be deliberately prickly. 6. Treacherous Tides for a nautical pair, not as an obligatory 6-step. 7. Filled with Fright whenever Oogie Boogie is the missing guest of honor. There is no completion bonus. Stop when every regular player has two villains they understand and ask to replay. That is the point where matchup knowledge begins replacing rules overhead. How to make a first Disney villainous game actually fun play at two players for the first match. Set aside 60 to 90 minutes, even though experienced games may be shorter. Let each player read their villain guide before the teach, place the objective card in view, and explain the objective aloud. For the first two turns, keep hands open and narrate action choices. Use the fate action with purpose. Repeatedly fading one confused beginner because the icon is available can make the game feel personal before it feels strategic. A better teaching norm is to fade the leader or the villain whose next turn win is visible. At three players, agree that the same player cannot be targeted twice in a row unless they are threatening victory. It is a social house rule, not an official rule, but it improves early nights. Finally, end with a 2-minute villain debrief. Which card did the player wait too long to discard? Which fate card hurt most? And what would they do differently? Villainous gets dramatically better when the second play follows the first while the character puzzle is still remembered. Advanced strategy, tempo, fate windows, and hand discipline. Every realm is an action economy. Before moving, count the actions that actually advance the objective. Gaining power feels productive, but it is wasted tempo if the needed card is buried and a discard action is available elsewhere. Experienced players cycle aggressively until the objective's key pieces appear. Track fate windows rather than fading automatically. The strongest fate play often arrives immediately before an opponent converts setup into a win. Hook has found Peter Pan, Maleficent has curses established, or King Candy is ready to complete the race. Learn which heroes cover crucial upper actions and which effects merely delay. Spending your fate action on inconvenience while another villain is at checkmate is how tables lose collectively. Hide readiness through sequencing. If your objective allows it, assemble flexible resources before revealing the final named piece. Keep enough power to recover from one disruption. And watch the discard piles. A unique card already discarded tells you whether a rival must cycle the entire deck before trying again. Yumi's final shelf verdict, Disney Villainous, earns its shelf space when the characters become familiar rivals rather than one-night novelties. The game is not balanced like a mirrored tournament duel. Matchup texture and fate volatility are part of its personality. That makes it strongest for groups that enjoy learning a character, teasing visible plans and retelling the moment a hero ruined everything. If you want one purchase, choose Introduction to Evil. If you want the broadest first collection, choose The Worst Takes It All. If you already own either, choose Sugar and Spite next. Then stop shopping long enough to discover whether your group prefers simple races, location puzzles, deck searching, or volatile spectacle. Your answer is more useful than any universal ranking. Final verdict. Disney Villainous is best as a two- or three-player character duel where everyone already knows their own objective. The shelf sweet spot is one approachable core plus one compact box chosen for villains your group genuinely wants to pilot. Introduction to Evil is the safest first purchase. The worst takes it all is the generous old-school sampler. Sugar and Spite is the best second purchase. Filled with Fright is for an Oogie Boogie fan who already owns a base. Buy Darkness Brewing for the Sanderson sisters, not because four names on the front imply four new designs. Frequently asked questions. What is the best Disney Villainous set for beginners? Introduction to Evil is the best beginner box because its four revised villains have clearer on-ramps, and it is fully standalone. Choose the worst takes it all instead if six villains and one box variety matter more than a gentlest teach. Do I need the original Disney Villainous base game to play expansions? Most two and three villain Disney boxes are standalone and can also mix with other Disney sets. One villain packs such as Filled with Fright require another Disney Villainous set. Can Disney Villainous mix with Marvel Villainous? Number Marvel Villainous uses different system assumptions, including its fate structure. Keep Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars Villainous as separate product families. Can Disney Villainous mix with Star Wars Villainous? Number Star Wars Villainous adds ambition and vehicles and is not compatible with Disney character sets. Is Darkness Brewing worth it if I own other boxes? Check your shelf first. Darkness Brewing adds the Sanderson sisters but also revised versions of Ursula, Evil Queen and Maleficent, all of whom appear in earlier products. Established collectors should buy for the new team and revised designs, not for four entirely new characters. Is Filled with Fright a standalone game? Number Filled with Fright supplies Oogie Boogie's character materials, but requires another Disney Villainous set for a complete match. What is the best Disney Villainous expansion? Sugar and Spite is Puzzlewick's strongest compact second box because King Candy and Shere Khan bring distinct spatial objectives, and the box can play by itself. Wicked to the Core is the best three-villain alternative for Hades, Dr. Faslier, and Evil Queen fans. How many players is Disney Villainous best with? Two is the cleanest competitive duel and best teaching count. 3 adds table politics without excessive downtime. 4 can work with experienced players. 5 or 6 makes the game substantially longer and increases rules overhead. How long does Disney Villainous take? Plan roughly 45 to 90 minutes at 2 or 3 players, with first games often running longer because every player is learning a different objective and fate deck. Which villain is easiest for a first game? Prince John is the clearest first villain because his objective is a visible power total. Maleficent is another approachable choice once the player understands location actions and protecting curses. Should I buy Introduction to Evil and The Worst Takes It All? Not as your first two purchases. Both include Maleficent, Captain Hook, Ursula, and Prince John in different implementations. Start with one, then buy a non-overlapping compact box such as Sugar and Spite. What is the best Disney Villainous buying order? Start with Introduction to Evil or The Worst Takes It All, as Sugar and Spite. Then choose Wicked to the Core, Evil Comes Prepared, Perfectly Wretched, or Treacherous Tides according to character preference. Add Filled with Fright only after a base set.